Welcome to Ventura County Works, brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. And now here's your host, Rebecca Evans.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Ventura County Works. Of course, Rebecca Evans is here today. And our special guests today are Claudia Pilios, Project Director for EquisWorks, and Jennifer Hernandez, Chief of Growth and Strategic Partnerships for Cell Ed. Rebecca, always great to be here. Claudia and Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Doug. And it's wonderful to have our two guests today to talk about a new program we have here in Ventura County, Ventura County Works, which is our Sowing Seeds of Success program. This is funded by the Farm Worker Assistance Program through the state of California, and we're very excited to compete for that and bring those resources here to Ventura County, where we have a very large and active farm worker community and members of our community in Ventura County throughout that work in lots of different areas of agriculture and related sectors of employment to agriculture. So this is something we feel like would be very beneficial to support the workforce as well as the employers in our local region. So we're very happy to be kicking off this program, and it's great to have Claudia and Jennifer here to talk about the different components of that program. So the first question I have, Claudia, you can speak to this as well, and then Jennifer speak to this, but in looking at the Sowing Seeds of Success program, what are the primary goals of the program that we have set forth? Can you talk about the primary goals and how they align with the needs of farm workers in our community?
Sure, Rebecca. I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited to talk about our program. So we are committed to supporting our farm worker community by providing essential job skills, career coaching, supportive services, while equipping them with learning programs to overcome language barriers. All of this is tailored to meet their needs and ensure their success.
And I wonder, and perhaps Jennifer, you can speak to this a little bit, is what do you see that's aligning it with the needs? What do you see as some of the challenges in being able to provide that?
Sure. So I think one that goes without saying is time. Farm workers do very challenging work. Often they are up early in the morning. And when there is work, right? And so folks take advantage. So we provide a mobile platform for folks to be able to learn on the go, whether it's calling in a 1-800 number on the cell phone, or it's downloading an app on a web page, tablet, even WhatsApp, right? So that flexibility so that folks can learn when they have the time is really critical. The other that I think is important to talk about in the context of Ventura County is language. So many of the farm workers in the region speak Spanish, but there are so many that speak other indigenous languages, and it's critical that they also have an opportunity to learn. And so on the platform, folks that are perhaps pre-literate, that don't have, know how to read or write in Spanish, they can learn Spanish. And then they can learn English, right? And so that's really important. One of the key components of this project that we'll be working on is to develop some content in language. So we'll be identifying an indigenous language, and based on what we're hearing from the community, develop that content to get it to them. And so that's going to be really powerful so that they can connect to that, that content. But the other challenge I would say is cultural barriers. You know, oftentimes folks want to seek support. They want help to learn English or to learn other skill sets. But sometimes the traditional brick and mortar systems haven't been welcoming or haven't been nimble enough to be responsive to their time constraints, right? And so this alleviates that by giving them that flexibility, and the coaching component that we offer at Cell Ed gives them another human to be their support, the person that they can lean on for other resources within the app, and to ensure that there's that communication happening with Claudia's team that will provide that human on the ground support. So all of this is really thinking about their needs from A to Z.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, Jennifer. And I think developing content that's in language, in the native speaker's language, is such an advancement for Cell Ed and makes this a very exciting partnership for us as well, because that's meeting a person where they are and meeting them in the language that they speak, and then to learn additional languages or skills is the best way. That's ideally the way we want to go about things when we can, to the extent that we can, which is very important. So Claudia, tell us a little bit about, for anyone who may be listening, what are the, what we typically call the eligibility requirements? Who can seek out these services?
So our eligibility requirements are our participants need to be 18 years old and older. They do need to be a Ventura County resident. And as long as they've worked as a seasonal farm worker, migrant, farm worker, indigenous, as long as they've worked in the agriculture area, they are eligible. And they have a phone. They do not have to have a smartphone or a tablet. And especially because no Wi-Fi is needed to get into the Cell Ed platform.
That makes it the most accessible. And one of the things that we know, and I know, Jennifer, you can talk about this, is that a lot of people do have access to cell phones. And that is their, it's their phone, it's their computer, it's their calendar, it's their contact list. I know for me, I do everything on my phone. And that is the, that's been the growth in accessibility, I think, for a lot of people, because you can get a cell phone and you can hang on to a cell phone. And what is sometimes a challenge is having the right amount of connectivity, like the right bandwidth and Wi-Fi. So to make it accessible in a platform where wherever you are, you'd be able to access the content is very important. Jennifer, I want to ask you a little bit more about how Cell Ed works, and specifically, so please go into like what Cell Ed is and how that works. But also one of the key components is career guidance and work-based learning. So could you talk a little bit about how these are delivered and what impact they will have as well?
Sure, thank you. So first off, Cell Ed is a social impact company. So we were started back in 2014 with the goal of helping those individuals that often have been disconnected from systems, right? So it is that hardest to reach learner that we sought to help. So with that, our design came about, right? So thinking about microlearning, being nimble, responsive in language, and having additional supports. So in terms of how we deliver the content, it is heavily audio-based. Oftentimes we know that folks have not been in a traditional education system for a while, right? Maybe they went to a community college and it didn't work, or maybe they didn't complete their high school diploma. Those are the folks that are really prime for Cell Ed because it gives them an opportunity to have a win, that they can complete their first 3-minute lesson and then go on to complete other lessons and learn things that are tangible, that are practical, and that they can quickly apply in everyday life is really powerful. And so that's a key component. In terms of how we're connecting the content to the opportunities for work, there is content around developing a resume. How do you do job skills? So we're teaching concepts, whether it's literacy or language, that are going to be relevant in everyday life. That helps with retention, with application, and it helps with them feeling like it's a good use of their time, right? If they're investing these 3 minutes at a time, that they're actually getting something that's going to help them in real life. So that's been a critical part. I would say the other component is that the coaching component. The coaching really has been a game changer because oftentimes when we look at our dashboard, we see there's a lot of learners on at 11 o'clock at night. There aren't enough staff to support people at 11 o'clock at night, right? So when they're coming on, they, you know, maybe they're doing a lesson, they can send their coach a note and request to have a conversation because, you know, maybe they heard that there's going to be an opportunity to become a supervisor. And so they want the coach to suggest courses to help them understand how to navigate the application process, how to land that interview, right? And that's what the coaches can do to support them. So it's about filling the skills gaps to get them better positioned for the next thing in their education or their work journey. And the coach being that supporter to help guide them in the process, and all of it done in these bite-sized chunks that feel that they can, you know, have the wins immediately after they've done the lesson.
Great, thank you. So Claudia, that leads me to a question for you, which is, what role do the employers play? The employers, as well as other community organizations, in offering these work-based learning and career advancement opportunities to the participants. So if someone goes through and does what Jennifer just described, how will that translate into more work-based learning, learning while they're working, and how could that lead to career advancement?
Well, thank you for asking that, Rebecca. That's a very good question. That's local employers and community organizations play a very important role in our work-based learning and career advancement program. Employers can provide hands-on experience, job opportunities, while our community organizations can assist with referrals, social media outreach, sharing our literature, as well as supportive services and career training. So together, the employers and our community partners can create a system that helps our participants, come across and access opportunities and achieve a long-term success. With that being said, supplementary training that can also help the community organizations can offer workshops on life skills and financial literacy, time management that our participants also need. And as talking to them, that's something that also interests them, that they want to get a little bit more familiar with that. Career counseling, if we provide and our employers can provide guidance on setting career goals with them, building a resume, preparing for interviews, just overall career planning. That's what I feel that our community and our employers can really help our participants because they do ask for guidance, even with the employer. A lot of our farm workers might be a little scared to ask for a raise, or, you know, if they feel that they are equipped for that position, but somebody else might get it. And you know, again, they're afraid or they're too shy. And if our employers can help guide them a little bit more, along with us, our, you know, this Growing Seeds a Success program and community partners, they can get a well-rounded access to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Claudia, because that's the programs of the Workforce Development Board are intended. I mean, we exist to serve job seekers and employers. So it really is a program like this is a benefit for both. And in this case, it's not just job seekers, but it's current workers. It's folks who are working and seeking to improve their skills to do a better job in the job that they have, as well as be able to advance and do a better job in the future, which is going to help the employers in the area. So we really appreciate that. I wanted to point out Workforce Development Board, we do sit within the county of Ventura government system. And within the county, we have the Farm Worker Resource Program, FRP, which was set up a few years back specifically to support farm workers in our community. And so I know a lot of referrals to this program are coming from the Farm Worker Resource Program because they're already talking with farm workers and people who work in the sector of agriculture. So they'll refer over to us and then they'll get connected to this program. They'll work with you, Claudia, and engage with Cell Ed. And then after that, we want to see the outcomes of the program, how many courses are completed, what learning happens, and then down the road, you know, what success occurs in their careers. So we have a nice continuum of there to be able to connect people with the program and then keep them connected to the program to get all the resources that they can benefit from. My last question really for you is, how can other community members or businesses get involved? And for this podcast, so it could be businesses, community members, or another organization that would also like to refer people to the program. So first, Claudia, and then Jennifer, how do you see our broader community getting involved in sowing seeds of success?
So our community members and businesses can enhance the success and strengthen our farm worker program to, again, making referrals, sharing our flyers. We are going to be getting some really cool postcards, so we're excited about that. And basically, sometimes even donating time. There could be a resource fair where, some of the other community partners can donate time and help us, spread the word. And additionally, they can maybe hire some of our farm workers, our participants, and basically, partnering with farm worker programs can really develop an advancement of opportunities for our participants that are going through this program. So it's really, I think it's really important that we all work together and we educate as well our participants on all of the wonderful resources that we have here in Ventura County. Some of our resources and our community partners are hidden gems that our participants, our farm workers don't know of. And I think it's just very, very important to, again, educate them not only on outside partners and the resources that are available to them, but also what does the AJCC one-stop office, what they do. There's so many things that they can come and do here and they don't know about it or they're afraid because, again, we have the government, office. But, just getting them here and referring them to the proper program or services that they need to, get that maybe we can either refer them or somebody else can if we don't have the means or we can't help them in that situation. So that's why I feel that it's very important that we all get, we all come together and help our community.
Thank you so much, Claudia. You said it perfectly. Jennifer, anything to add as we wind down the
Sure. The only 2 points I would add is I would encourage ag employers to invite Claudia and her team to come talk to your workers. There is nothing like an employer that really is promoting and creating these opportunities for workers to learn. That sends a very strong message. And then the other piece I would say is I would encourage ag employers or other partners to visit our blog, selled.com. There's a recent blog we did for Labor Day that really speaks to the impact that training and upskilling can have in the workplace. It helps with retention. It helps with the skill building. And so it's a really great opportunity to show your workforce that you care about them and that you're investing in them. And so referring them to this program is really going to be a game changer.
Absolutely. Yeah. The best workers are workers who feel that someone cares for them and appreciates the work that they do. And that's for everybody. Thank you. Doug, we're just going to kick it back over to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. What an interesting conversation. I just want to say, before I wrap it up here, there's a couple of things that came to mind about this. This is a great example of innovation, partnerships, and technology all coming together for the reason, right, that you do this work, which is to better the lives of people through work. So thank you so much. Thanks for a great conversation and another great episode of Ventura County Works.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Ventura County Works, brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. To learn more about the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. That's WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.